Can I answer none of the above, Master?
Rata was wailing intermittently now. Anakin recalled the hasty battlefield first aid training he'd been given before he was deployed with troops. A noisy casualty was less concern than a quiet one. As long as they were screaming, they were conscious. It was the silent, unconscious ones who were in the most trouble.
Carry on complaining, my smelly friend, Anakin said over his shoulder.
Rata switched to a new sound, a coo of surprise repeated over and over.
Well, a change is as good as a rest.
What's he pointing at? Ahsoka asked.
He's pointing?
Over there. Anakin turned to look, and Rata wailed. Ahsoka scanned the trees, eyes narrowed.
How did we miss it? I never spotted that before, she said. Over there! Another plateau, and look what's on it!
What? I can't see! Anakin reached into his satchel for the electro binoculars. The flat-top peaks, dotted like stepping stones through the jungle, were ancient volcanic plugs, so there might have been a chain of them across the landscape on fault line. With Ventress hacking her way onto the platform, and spider droids firing from below, his mind wasn't on a geology lesson. All he could see was the thick haze above the trees and a group of those huge, insect-like creatures the size of speeders. They looked like a Keats or even a Kashyyyk Cancel. Long bodies, two pairs of rapidly beating gauzy wings, and a bulbous head. They circled the plateaus, diving and snatching at invisible prey.
Look at the thing that's glittering, Ahsoka said.
Hey, you're right.
It was a vessel on a landing platform, much like the structure they were standing on now. It made sense. How else could anyone get around this terrain?
It's a ship, but we're here, and it's there. I make that 2 clicks away? 3?
Yeah, I know. It was just a thought.
R2-D2 warbled frantically. Anakin turned to the door. Ventress's twin lightsabers were making better progress than he'd expected. In a matter of minutes, she'd break through, and they'd be trapped. The platform shook from another cannon barrage. It couldn't withstand much more of that.
And we'll be plunging to the forest floor, too.
Then the word Kashyyyk hit him squarely between the eyes. It was one of those moments that Master Qui-Gon used to call intuitive association. Anakin groped for the link, and then he saw the answer his subconscious had laid out for him. Kashyyyk also had dense forest, impassable terrain, huge flying insects, and those insects could be ridden. Cancels, Alenan scouts, and sometimes even humans rode them. They were also drawn to the sound of flyers' drives, just as the giant insects here had buzzed the lat/i.
R2, he called. Can you generate an audio signal that matches Alardi's drive profile?
R2-D2 beeped to say that he could mimic the full range of Republic vessels, and some SEP ones too if he was asked nicely. He obliged with a demonstration that made Anakin's hair bristle, right down to the lat/i's close to infrasonic note that droned steadily under the rapid puttering sound.
Master, just tell me, Ahsoka asked.
We're calling in one of those insects, and we're going to ride it out of here.
Ahsoka just nodded gravely. Maybe she was too tired to argue now.
Okay. I've done a lot of crazier things today. Why the sound effects?
The insects think it's an invitation to go on a date. They were all over the Lardy, remember?
Ahsoka didn't respond. Suddenly, it wasn't something they could joke about. Not with a dead lat/i crew somewhere beneath them.
Can you steer?
She asked. The platform took another direct hit from underneath. It was starting to tilt. A pebble rolled a few meters toward the edge.
Provided we can hang on, of course.
Force pull here, force push there. As long as we take off, that's my priority.
R2-D2 rolled gingerly to the edge of the platform, transmitting gunship love songs to gullible insects. This would be one incident Anakin could tell Padme about. She'd laugh. He wasn't sure he'd ever tell her how bloody the battle had been, though. There were some things he simply couldn't express. He stood as close to the edge as he dared, with Rata on his back, looking for amorous mega-insects on the prowl. Behind him, a sage Ventress was close to breaking through the door. He listened for the machine-like hum of fast-beating 3-meter wings.